USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Fox News poll released Wednesday shows that 43% of registered voters approve of President Trump's job performance, and 56% believe he should deliver the State of the Union address. Well, that won't be happening, though, as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi uninvited the president, citing the partial government shutdown as a reason, to which President Trump replied,
"We were planning on doing a really very important speech in front of the House and the Senate, the Supreme Court. We're supposed to be doing it, and now Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy as I call her, she doesn't want to hear the truth, and she doesn't want to hear, more importantly, the American people hear the truth."
At least five people are dead in a hostage situation at a bank in Sebring, Florida. Police say a 21-year-old entered a SunTrust bank and began shooting. So far, there's no word on the motive of the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
There could be an unexpected candidate coming to the Democratic field of White House hopefuls. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says in a video announcing that he's taking steps to run for the White House,
"The show in Washington right now is exhausted. The corruption, the fighting, the lying, the crisis, it's got to end."
Buttigieg is a former naval intelligence officer who was deployed to Afghanistan for 7 months. He's also Indiana's first openly gay elected executive official, but says his being gay has no bearing on his job performance in business, the military, and it shouldn't affect his run for the White House.
Actor Alec Baldwin is taking the blame in his Manhattan parking assault case. During a court appearance on Wednesday, the 60-year-old actor took a plea deal on the second-degree harassment violation with the tougher attempted assault charge dropped. Baldwin was fined $100 and has to complete an anger management class. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attorney Robert Barnes says he's willing to represent the families of some Covington High School students pro bono. Many online were quick to criticize the students from the Kentucky High School following the viral confrontation involving them and a Native American protester over the weekend. Barnes tells Fox News what needs to be proven for this case to be considered libel.
Well, because these are all private citizens, and in many cases minors and kids, the law is that it's saying anything false about them is libel, and you don't have a defense of actual malice. It's all you have to prove is negligence. So a lot of these journalists that have been saying false statements about these kids, false statements about the kids that are at the Lincoln Memorial, false statements about kids that were in various photographs related to the school, slurring and libeling the entire school and all the alumni for the school, and all you have to prove is that they were negligent in doing so. And by this standpoint, by this point in time, it is clear that anyone who continues to lie and libel about these kids has done so illegally and can be sued for it.
As far as why Barnes is helping out, he says,
"Well, the nature of libel lawsuits is that generally it's very hard to bring. They cost between $250,000 and $1 million in legal fees to bring. That's how much powerful people will use for their legal fees to defend such suits. So I wanted to equalize the playing field. These are people who couldn't afford to bring this claim on their own behalf. That's why I offered my services for free, because somebody needed to stop this from reoccurring and happening to other kids across the country."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.